I'm Renee Peck, and I'm the editor of NOLA V and write a weekly column about living in the Big Easy. Over the course of 30 years in journalism, I interviewed all of the otherworldly people. Somehow I got the beat and of interviewing astrologers and phrenologists, and I even interviewed a spirit once who agreed to be interviewed through a human channeler. So I've always been fascinated by the otherworldly aspect of New Orleans. It's a place where mystery is deep and mysticism is okay and people believe more than they don't. So when I moved into my house on 7th Street, I found out after I moved in that I had a ghost and that the four or five owners before me all had stories about this ghost. And I could tell you stories about my ghost as well. His name is Henry, and he has certainly made himself evident. Not visually, but auditorially, I mean, oral, whatever, I hear him. But what I love about New Orleans is that in the great scheme of things, having a ghost in your house is not that big a deal. We went to the Britannia one night to watch a movie, and we were outside in the hallway waiting for the movie to start, and we ran into a neighbor who lives around the corner on Chestnut Street. And I was making conversation and said, you know, we have a ghost. His name is Henry. He hides things. He moves things. And she goes, without blinking an eye, oh, my dear, I have one too. And she said, you know, I have a break front in my dining room with a glass door. And she said, I could nail it shut and he would still open it every night. When I come down in the morning, it's there. And she said, I've just given up. And so I love the fact that in New Orleans, it's not whether or not you have a ghost, it's simply the personality of the particular ghost that you have.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.